1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Israel says an undercover operation has freed four Hamas hostages kidnapped October 7th during the attack on Israel. Military spokesman Daniel Hagari.
They are back home in Israel. They are alive. They are well. They will undergo medical examination and will soon be reunited with their families in the hospital.
The rescue happened at a camp in Gaza, and Hamas claims that more Israeli forces attacked and killed 210 Palestinians, injuring at least 400. Military flyover is part of the welcome ceremony in Paris for President Biden for an official state visit. Mr. Biden has just spoken about the hostage rescue.
Welcoming the safe rescue of four hostages that were returned to their families in Israel. We won't stop working until all the hostages come home and a ceasefire is reached. That is essential.
It's a rather balmy 88 degrees in Las Vegas, a day after record heat, with temperatures headed to 107 there today. National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira says things will ease up in the Southwest soon.
Temperatures across a good portion of the West will start to moderate starting today and continuing through the remainder of the weekend. They will remain generally above normal across most areas west of the Rockies.
The Southeast is not immune from the heat wave. The feels like temperature in Orlando right now expected to top 100 degrees. He was one of the first three humans to circle the moon in December 1968. Retired astronaut Bill Anders has been killed, his small plane crashing just off the Washington state coast. Anders flew aboard Apollo 8 with Frank Borman and Jim Lovell, and he and Lovell told us the story of the iconic Earthrise picture that he shot.
The first Earthrise picture was taken by Frank Borman, but that was a black and white picture. And the picture that was commemorated on the stamp and has been the picture of popularity was one I took. Had to fight the camera from Lovell.
No, I concur.
Bill Anders was 90. We're just a few hours away from horse racing's Belmont Stakes. CBS's Steve Kathan has our preview.
And they're up.
Because of renovations at Belmont Park, the third leg of the Triple Crown will be run at the Saratoga Racecourse in upstate New York. There's no chance for a Triple Crown winner this year, but Kentucky Derby winner Mystic Dan and second place finisher Sierra Leone will run. So will Preakness champ Seize the Gray. It could be a fast race. At Saratoga, it's a mile and a quarter, shorter than the usual mile and a half at Belmont.
Next year's Belmont will also be run at Saratoga. It'll return to its home in 2026. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Political parties, candidates, and civic engagement organizers are trying to connect with younger voters in small-town Wisconsin. More from Mike Mohn.
The Rural Democracy Initiative says 63% of rural youth are infrequent or uncommitted voters, and they're among the least contacted by both nonpartisan and political operations. The organization is behind a new effort to strengthen civic engagement for this demographic. Wisconsin-based groups are doing similar work. Emma Frederick with Leaders Igniting Transformation says rural college students from the western half of the state often feel overlooked.
They note that this is the first time that anyone's talked to them about voting. And while their parents might want to help or their parents don't know themselves, this is a new experience for them.
She says one of the main issues young voters from rural areas want addressed is a lack of resources in their hometown school districts. Nationally, RDI says these voters also prioritize health care, economic well-being, reproductive rights, and climate issues. Litz Crystal Egbo handles this form of outreach for Wisconsin's northeastern part of the state. She adds that in smaller communities that are becoming more diverse, there are calls for cultural needs to be considered.
They're also asking for having more diverse representation on their faculty and staff, having more diverse representation within local government and within community decision makers.
According to RDI, 24% of rural residents are people of color and many are immigrants. It also contends that young rural voters of color who lean towards pro-democracy policies are significantly underrepresented in elections. This is Mike Bowen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. On your Saturday, look for highs near 69 degrees with a chance of showers. For tonight, clearing out, a low near 50. For your Sunday, mostly sunny, breezy with a high around 70 degrees. Sunny and 70 for Monday, 71 with another chance of showers on your Tuesday.
It's 57 at our studios.
Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Greetings, one and all, on this lovely Saturday. It is the 8th of June, 2024, 11:06, now 11:07 on the clock. Thanks for joining me on Over the Back Fence today, everyone. I'm your host, Seth. It is Saturday once again, and I am here. I hope you didn't miss me last week, everyone. I hope everything went really, really well. I am here to do what we always do at this time on Saturdays. Take your phone calls, 424-2600. If you have items you're looking to buy or sell from your friends and neighbors here throughout Central Wisconsin, we're also going to be talking about events coming up, some sports stuff. Of course, the Rafters going strong right now. Everybody, so we'll talk about them. Of course, we are the home of the Rafters, the radio home of it. Going to talk a little bit about the disappointing ending of the season for the Assumption softball team, but still great effort by them. And we'll talk a little bit about what's going to be coming up here on our schedule, both WFHR and on WIRI. Hope everyone's been enjoying the Scani text to win contest we've got going on right now. It's been a lot of fun engaging with everybody, seeing those texts come in with those words. I hope you're keep doing it. We got a whole nother week coming up, everyone. So make sure you download the Civic Media app and get ready to text in a whole bunch more words. 7 opportunities every single day to get into that contest. So stay tuned. Stay tuned, everyone. It's going to start bright and early, 7 o'clock on Monday morning. Let's turn now to some local sports stuff. Before I get into what happened with the Rafters last night, I do want to give a big shout out and congratulations. Even though they did lose yesterday, the Assumption girls fell to Pacelli 10-0 in the bottom of the 6th inning. They did get mercy ruled on that one, but those ladies should be very proud to get to state once again. It seems to be an annual occurrence with them, and maybe one of these years they'll go over the hump again and get that state title. But congratulations to all the ladies there. They played a great game. They've had a fabulous season, and I also want to give a big shout out to Randy and Mike for doing all of the high school games that we did this year, starting last fall with football, going into basketball, threw a few hockey games in there, and of course this summer with softball and baseball. Huge thank you to those guys. Looking forward to joining us again this fall when football kicks off again, and we'll go from there. We're going to try to get as much high school sports to you as we possibly can. If you want to sponsor that, that's one of the ways we can do it, everyone. If you're a business out there and would like to sponsor sports on WIRI High School Sports, we would be glad to do that. Just call 424-1300, get in contact with Pam, and she will get you in contact with Ashley, and we'll sign you up for some sponsorships for high school sports coming up this fall on WIRI, your home for high school sports. Well, WFHR is the home for your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, and they, of course, have started the season. Had a home game last night, and it didn't go so well in the end here, everyone. I'm just reading from the Rafters website here, the story of the game last night, and they opened with devastation and disappointment. With closer Max Weitzel on the mound to preserve a tie game in the ninth, pinch hitter David Whittle launched a grand slam to propel the Madison Mallards to a 6-2 win and crush the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters' hope of a victory back at Witter Field. The Rafters actually held a lead 2-1 for five innings, and then the Mallards came back to tie it, and then the crushing blow in the ninth inning. Let's see if the Rafters can regroup. Those are tough losses, everyone, but they got another home game tonight. They get to take the Mallards on right away again and see if they can't split this home series coming up tonight. The game starts on the air here at 6:20 with a pregame. First pitch at 6:35. We do, of course, encourage you to go to Witter Field and support your Rafters in person. If you cannot do that, please, please, please tune in to WFHR at 6:20. Andy will lead you through the game. And if you have not had a chance to catch Andy doing the play-by-play, my goodness, that man is polished. He is sounding really, really good. And we do appreciate what he's doing this year. Tune in, listen to him, and find out. We've got, once again, the Rafters have a fabulous play-by-play announcer for the radio. And, of course, we have a game tomorrow as well. That one starts, I believe, at 1:05. We have 12:50 will be the pregame for that one. And, of course, this is all, of course, the weather holds out. And if you're not going to the game, which, of course, we encourage as well. Nothing like going to the ballpark on a summer day, evening, afternoon, whatever you want to call it. Looking ahead at the extended schedule here for the Rafters. Like I said, tomorrow they're going to be taking on lacrosse. At Witter Field, and then on Monday they'll have their next game against lacrosse as well. That's a 12:50 pregame, 1:05 start on Sunday, and a 6:20 pregame, 6:35 start on Monday as they to do a two-game set with lacrosse. We'll go ahead and get into the rest of the schedule for the week here in just a minute, but let's go ahead and do what we're here for and take a phone call. Good morning, you're on the show.
Yes, I have a couch for sale. It's a Lazy Boy, and it has a recliner on either end of it, and it's maroon in color, and I want $100 for it. My number is
715-423-2469.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend. Couch for sale, everyone, if you're interested, a maroon couch, 423-2469, the number to call. It's just that easy, everyone. Call up 424-2600 to get on the air if you're looking to sell or buy something. Getting back to the Rafter schedule here, everyone. After Monday, they're going to do a split series with Green Bay, meaning they're going to have one game there and one game here. So on Tuesday, they're taking on Green Bay at 6:35. And then on Wednesday, we'll be hosting here at Witter Field, Green Bay, at 6:35 as well. Same start time for both of those. Then on Thursday and Friday, they're heading back to Madison, everybody. They're going to be taking on the Mallards on Thursday and Friday. 5:50 pregame start on Thursday, and then a 6:20 pregame start on Friday. Unless you're in Madison, the only way you're going to be able to catch those is right here on WFHR. And then next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, hosting Lakeshore, 6:20 pregame on Saturday. And then on Sunday, that's Father's Day, everyone. And the 16th, that's an afternoon game, 1:05 first pitch start for that one. A game I am hoping to attend myself because it's Father's Day and I love baseball. So there you go. Match made in heaven. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and take our first break here. And while we do that, before we do that, I should say big shout out to the sponsor of Over the Back Fence, Crockett Septic. You know them. You love them. You've heard their ads for years and years here on WFHR. We've had a partnership with them for a long, long time, and we are very excited that they are helping us out with Over the Back Fence here, sponsoring this specific show every Saturday from 11 to 12. So stay tuned, and a big thank you to Crockett Septic. Okay, more of your phone calls, 424-2600, when we get back here on Over the Back Fence, WFHR.
Max Inc. Radio.
The piano gal Marta Hansen will be rolling her keyboard from Sun Prairie to our studio for a Saturday Night Live concert. I'm Terry Barr. Join me, Rocker, and Jimmy K.
Weekend evening, 6 until midnight, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett Septic Pumper Trucks come a-rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Hoo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean. And Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call. 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta-potties ready for you, too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasan Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes, just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit wausauweightloss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. On your Saturday, look for highs near 69 degrees with a chance of showers. For tonight, clearing out, a low near 50. For your Sunday, mostly sunny, breezy with a high around 70 degrees. Sunny and 70 for Monday, 71 with another chance of showers on your Tuesday.
It's 57 at our studios.
Do you like good music? That sweet soul music. Just long and sweet. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Welcome back, everyone, to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Thanks for joining me on this little rainy, little soggy Saturday out there, the 8th of June. I read that backwards. 8th of June, 2024. It is 11:17 on the clock, and please call in 424-2600 if you're looking to buy or sell items from your friends and neighbors. Anything else you want to talk about, that's what we're here for. Also got a lot of events that we want to discuss. Lots of stuff coming up here on the way as summer really gets going here. And so we'll go over a lot of that stuff as well as we make our way through the hour. Before we do that, though, I do want to do a quick schedule note. Coming up tomorrow on Sunday, the Sunday night WFHR local block of shows is all new. All three shows are brand new this week, which is very, very cool. At 5 o'clock, we have a new brand new director's cut. Our good friend Joel Goodness, local actor, professional actor, known to many of you out there. Not only is Joel a wonderful actor, singer, dancer, all that stuff, he's a great storyteller. Tune in at 5 o'clock to Director's Cut. James and I talk to him about some fun little things that he's done, as well as, let's see, we talk about a commercial he did with Nicolas Cage. We talk about his dancing at the Academy Awards, plus other great stories of living in that business, living in show business. It's really cool. So tune in at 5. We've got Joel Goodness with us as our guest on Director's Cut. From 6 to 8, it's the next Seth Faces the Music, the second greatest show in the entire state of Wisconsin. Tune in to hear my new one with a new theme, Eyes, not the letter, the two things in your head that you help you see, songs about eyes. So join me for that. Lots of great songs. You'll be singing along, tapping your toes, and listening to some new music, too. I hope you get to discover some great new artists out there as well. Part of the reason I started that show in the first place. 6 to 8, Seth Faces the Music. Then from 8 to 9, we've got Unlabeled, the next Unlabeled tape. James put together a great list of ska songs. We're highlighting the ska boom in the late 1990s. So join in if you remember that at all, or if you don't even know what ska is. Check it out, everyone. Great, some great music coming up from 8 to 9 at Unlabeled on Sunday night. That is our block of local shows on the weekends. Sunday night, we own it. That's ours, everyone. Tune in. Lots of great stuff for that. All right, before we get to some events here, we do have a few things that we're putting in our mailbag this week, which is kind of cool. Glad to see people using that once again. Right now, for sale, an Unfold and Go Walker. If you slouch while using your walker, this walker is for you. Cane holder and pouch included. The condition is excellent, only used a few times. They are asking $200 for it. If you're interested in this Fold and Go walker, 715-242-5132. That's 242-5132. The number to call if you are interested in getting this upright Fold and Go walker for $200. For sale, ladies Dynacraft single speed and multi-speed bicycle, used very little, like new, $40 or best offer. Number for that one is 715-424-2216, 424-2216. Also for sale, got a couple of items from this number. We got some steel-toed boots, size 9.5, new, never worn, $50. A croquet set in carrying case for $15. 9 tomato cages, $9 for the lot of them. If you're interested in any or all of these items, please call 715-421-1020. That's 421-1020, 1020, the number to call. If you're interested in one or any one of those items, go ahead and check it out. That is going to close the mailbag, but I do want to remind everyone, if you would like to send something to our mailbag, you can, of course, drop it off in person here at 1690 2nd Avenue South. We are right across from the Armory, kitty corner from the state office building where the DMV is. You cannot miss us. Come during our normal business hours of 9 to 4, Monday through Friday. You can just drop it off with Pam at the front desk. You can also email info@WFHR.com. Real easy, info@WFHR.com. And like all these lovely people did, make sure you give us a good description, the cost, how to contact you, of course. Very important. We do need your contact information so people can get a hold of you if they're interested in your items. So if you want to use the mailbag, those are the many ways you can do that for us. Of course, you can also call up right now, 424-2600. As I get into these different activities going on this weekend and heading into next week, and beyond a little bit as well, please feel free to call while I'm doing this, 424-2600. I will finish reading what's in front of me, and then I will get to your call as soon as I possibly can. Let's start off with a few things that our veterans are up to this weekend and this coming week. Lots of interesting stuff. Big shout out to Mr. Tom Heiser giving us this information and all the great things he does. Thanks, Tom. Looking at today, in fact, it has started right now, everyone. It started at 10 a.m. There is a VVA brat fry going on at the West Grand Quality Foods, formerly IGA. Hopefully they're under some tarps and stuff because the rain is still falling very lightly right now. This rain is still falling. So I hope they're staying dry over there. But what's better than summer in a brat, especially when served to you by our great veterans? Say thank you to them and support them by going and buying a delicious brat. I'm getting very hungry all of a sudden. Also coming up this week, on Tuesday the 11th, there is a couple of events going on. And this is a new one that we haven't had a chance to talk about recently, and then Tom just let us know about. On Tuesdays, on every second Tuesday of the month, over at Stevens Point at their Elks Lodge, they're doing a Morning Joe and Doe from 8 to 10. It's a little bit like our Heroes Cafe. It's a Morning Joe and Doe. Sounds delicious. And, of course, a fabulous opportunity to go and get some free refreshments and join in your fellow veterans. That's at the Stevens Point Elks Lodge this coming Tuesday, the 11th, from 8 to 10. It's Morning Joe and Doe. All right. So I'll take a pause right there from talking about our veterans and get a phone call right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah, Seth, you mentioned the Broad Pride. That is on the west side, here, right?
It is the west side, right? Yes. Mm-hmm. You are correct, sir.
And what is what are the hours again?
They only gave us the start time at 10. I'm not sure how long it goes till, but I think it's usually till 2, if I remember correctly.
Good enough.
Yeah. All right.
I've been waiting for that all year, yeah.
I bet you're not the only one. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
All right, we'll see you. Hey.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Appreciate the call for that. So, yeah, that is, once again, at the West Grand, the West Grand Quality Foods / IGA, whatever you call it. That is where it's going on. Started at 10, and it's going strong right now. I can tell you that much, that it is going right now. All right. Let's grab another phone call. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Yeah, I have for sale a 2011 Chevy Impala. It's got over 100,000 miles on it. There's a little slip in the transmission. I'm asking $500 for it.
Okay.
Maybe somebody would repair or parts. And I also have for sale an 8-foot slide-in truck camper. It's an older model, but it's in pretty good shape with no leaks or stains in the ceiling. And I'm asking $300 for that. And my number is 715-652-6641. Thank you.
652-6641.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Thanks for the call. A couple of items for sale here. I got an old Chevy Impala for sale, or a slide-in truck camper. Both of those are for sale for, if you call 652-6641, 652-6641, if you're interested in either one of those items, or both, if that is your desire. Keep the calls coming, everyone, 424-2600. Also coming up this Wednesday, the next Heroes Cafe at the Crossview Church. That starts at 7:30 a.m. And that is not only for veterans, but also active military, for firefighters, for police. If you're in service, in uniform, I guess you could say, or were in uniform, you are welcome to come get some free refreshments at the Crossview Church on Wednesday the 12th at 7:30 a.m. The American Legion Post number 9 has their monthly meeting at 7 p.m. on Wednesday. That's every second Wednesday of the month. The VVA Chapter 101 has their meeting at the VFW Post at 6 o'clock on Thursday. Also on Thursday at 7 o'clock, the Rudolph American Legion are having their monthly meeting as well. Lots of monthly meetings going on here, everybody. And then next Saturday, the 15th, we have the Allied Vets Bratfry, and that's all the veteran groups around here coming together to do that. And that one is also at the West Grand Quality Foods / IGA. That's the West Grand coming up next Saturday. So if you don't get a brat this Saturday, make plans for next week and get in there and get some tasty brats. Tasty brats. I want to remind everyone that the final day of the Brittany Sailor Bluegrass at the Lake Memorial Musical Festival is today. They started on Thursday. They're going through tonight. This is the 7th annual, and we have been talking about this quite a bit. I hope you've had a chance to get there. If not, you have a great opportunity today. Once again, cross your fingers. Hope that weather holds out. So today it's a $30 fee to get in, but if you get in early enough, man, you got some great bands performing tonight. From 2 to 3:30, we've got the Piper Road Spring Band. From 4 to 5:30, the Silas Powell Band. From 6 to 7:30, the Sawdust Symphony. 8 to 9:30, Art Stevenson and Highwater. Classic. Ooh, good local band. And then from 10 to 11:30 tonight, Noah John and Ringing Iron. That is happening tonight, everyone. The final day of the Bluegrass at the Lake Memorial Music Festival. That is at Lake Wasatch's Red Sand Beach in Wisconsin Rapids. Not only are there the music going on, but there's also raffle baskets and griddle cook-off, a festival fair, a touch a truck. Lots of great activities going down at the Red Sands Beach, everyone. This is a very cool event, and we do appreciate them doing this. If you want more information, go to their website, bluegrassatthelake.com. Also going on today and tomorrow, our good friends at the historic Point Boss have their Pioneer Festival, their annual Pioneer Festival. This is fun for the whole family. Today it started at 10. It goes till 5. Tomorrow it also starts at 10 and goes until 4. This, of course, is an event for the whole family. Today, still going on here right now. They're doing a tomahawk throw at, and they're doing some special demonstrations today. At 1 o'clock, they have a historic fashion show going on today. At 2 o'clock, tea for two. And then at from 3 to 4:30, they've got a special demonstration at the house, the blacksmith shop. Very cool. Learn some blacksmithing. Every hour, a Civil War cannon is going to be shot off. So warning everyone in Nakusa, you are not under attack. That is just a demonstration. There's going to be handmade ice cream throughout the day and a tree planting ceremony at the end of the day today. Looking ahead to tomorrow, a lot of the same things happening once again. The blacksmith shop will be open this time from 11 to 12:30. There's going to be homemade ice cream, all kinds of great stuff. We do encourage you, of course, to check it out. Our good friends at the Historic Point Boss, this is a fabulous event that they do every year. Learn a little bit about local history. And that is very cool to learn. I do appreciate it, and I hope you do, too. Coming up tomorrow in Spencer, we've got the Spencerama Days Old Car and Truck Show that goes tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's the registration. The show itself starts at 9 and goes till 3. If you'd like to enter, go ahead and take your $15 per car. That's what it costs to get in the show. Trophies given for the top three vehicles. Plus, there are special prizes for the 50th, 100th, and 150th vehicle to display. So maybe you'll get lucky that way too, everyone. There's going to be raffles for over $2,000 in cash and prizes. This is on Highway 13. Oh, excuse me. Highway 13 is close to construction. So very careful. So, but that's happening out in Spencer tomorrow. That's tomorrow the 9th. They've got their Spencerama Days Old Car and Truck Show. Do go there for that and enjoy some Spencerama Days as well. All right, everyone. We are going to take another break here. When we come back, we'll get to what's coming up this week all throughout Central Wisconsin. And I want to remind everyone, if you're with a group that has events coming up here, if you're a nonprofit or whatever it is, let us know. Give us a flyer. Stop by. Email it to us. We love to talk about all the great events happening throughout Wisconsin Rapids and Wood County and all our listening area, really. So please let us know. We do want to highlight your events. We want people to come and enjoy themselves at those events. All right. Let's take a break, like I said, and we'll come back here in just a minute to Over the Back Fence. Over the Back Fence, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
It all comes together for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. Milwaukee bounced back in a big way Friday, blowing out the Detroit Tigers 10-0. In addition to a strong offensive showing, Tobias Myers pitched a gem in the longest pitching outing of the season for the Brewers.
It was just pitch by pitch, and then next start came around. I think I'd got into like trying to force results. So today was literally just one pitch at a time. That was all I was thinking about, just next pitch.
Myers allowed one hit in 8 innings of work. Today, it'll be Freddy Peralta pitching for the Brewers in Game 2 of the 3-game series. Glenn Day and Boo Weekly lead the AmFam Championship at University Ridge at 4 under par after the first day. Wisconsin natives Cherry Kelly and Steve Stricker are one shot back of the leaders. The event continues through tomorrow. And today, high school champions will be crowned in the sports of softball, tennis, and lacrosse. All three events are being held in Dane County. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. On your Saturday, look for highs near 69 degrees with a chance of showers. For tonight, clearing out, a low near 50. For your Sunday, mostly sunny, breezy with a high around 70 degrees. Sunny and 70 for Monday, 71 with another chance of showers on your Tuesday.
It's 57 at our studios.
Welcome back, everyone, to Over the Back Fence on WFHR on this lovely Saturday. It is the 8th of June, 2024. It is 11:35 on the clock. Thanks for joining me on this Saturday, everyone. Hope you're enjoying it. Maybe staying inside a little bit right now. Hopefully this will clear off and get to go outside later in the day. We've got some Raptors baseball coming up as well. Don't want a rainout for that, everyone. We do not want that. No rainouts. No rainouts. All right, let's get into some events that are coming up this week. Got lots to get into. The first thing we want to highlight is something we've been talking about a lot. You heard Terry here on the morning show on Friday talking about it. It is the Great Book Giveaway. We are once again doing that this year. I should say the United Way is once again doing that this year. This is a free event. You get free books to the kids. Volunteers read to kids. Child care centers are all welcome to these. So I'm going to give you all the days, dates, and places you can go in order to get the Great Book Giveaway. The first one starts off on Monday. The Building Blocks Learning Center in Wisconsin Rapids. That goes at 10:30 a.m. That'll be the first one. Two opportunities on Tuesday. On the 11th, we've got Think Academy Playground in Rudolph at 10:30. And then later on in the day at 1:30 here in Rapids at our Municipal Zoo. So that's two opportunities on Tuesday. Two opportunities on Wednesday as well on the 12th at 10:30. The Ed Hauer Elementary School in Port Edwards will be hosting the Great Book Giveaway. And then on later on in the day, on the 12th, McMillan Memorial Library in Rapids at 6 p.m. That one is actually in the evening, so keep that one in mind, everyone. On Thursday, the 13th, the Southwood County YMCA in Rapids is hosting at 10:30 a.m. And then later on in the day, in Nakusa, at the Charles and Joanne Lester Library at 1:30. That's going to be that one. Two opportunities also on Friday, down in Adams at the Adams County Library at 10:30 on Friday the 14th. And then later on in the day, up in Rome at the Lester Public Library there at 1:30 p.m. The final one happens on Tuesday, June 18th, and they do this as a way to kind of tie it in with the town festival in Vesper, the Lester Public Library of Vesper at 12:30. That is Tuesday, June 8th. So keep that one in mind, everybody, if you are in the Vesper area. We absolutely love this event and all the books we can give away, and it's fabulous, everyone. So we do appreciate everyone who gave books to this, and please take your kids in, get a free book or two, and enjoy some stories by some, maybe well-known people. You never know who might pop up. Looking a little bit ahead here on the calendar. Well, we have started Lunch by the River. I think most people know that. By the way, thanks to everyone who showed up on Thursday. I'm telling you, I don't know what it is with the weather and WFHR hosting these. We get these rain wind things that just pop out of nowhere. I don't know what we're doing wrong. Next year, it'll be perfect. That's what Pam said. So we know it's not what it's going to be. But the chamber doesn't just do Lunch by the River in Rapids. They also have monthly get-togethers around the area, including on this coming Tuesday, the 11th. We've got the next Gather by the Gazebo in Rome. Bring your lawn chair or blanket and enjoy Gather by the Gazebo for music in the park at the Rome Town Center. Rain entertainment and food. It's the second Tuesday of the month, June through August. And, of course, hosted by our good friends at the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. It goes from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Rome Town Center. Like I said, that is located at 1156 Alpine Drive in Nakusa. So that's the next Gather by the Gazebo, everyone. Live music, great food. Go ahead, check it out. That's Tuesday from 5:30, starting at 5:30 in Rome. Gather by the Gazebo. That one has started once again. I already kind of went through the rafter schedule for the coming week, everyone, so keep that one in mind. They've got a couple of day games, a couple of away games, a couple of split things, which is fine. When they're here, we, of course, encourage you to go to the game, but every game is on WFHR. Just thought I'd say that one more time. But that's not the only baseball that we have in town, everyone. We also have a little team that was formed a couple of years ago for amateur players, the Rapids Red Hawks. And they're going to be taking on the Pittsville River Bandits on the 12th. That's Wednesday. It's an amateur baseball team, amateur baseball league, I should say. It is going to be a free game. It is a free game. Admission is free, by the way, and there's also concessions available to buy. It's going to be happening at the Southwood County Rec Center at 2711 16th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. And for a little background, the Rapids Redhawks team is based out of Wisconsin Rapids and was founded in 2022. The team is a member of the Dairyland League and also a part of the Wisconsin Baseball Association. So if you're looking for some more baseball, we got it here, everybody. We've got the Rafters, of course, but we also have the Red Hawks for some other amateur baseball with some other local teams around the area. Very cool. Very fun. Very, very fun happenings here in Wisconsin Rapids. Let's go ahead and check out Thursday here. And it looks like, yes, of course, we have the next Lunch by the River. The sponsor this coming week is the Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big shout out to them for sponsoring this event on the 13th. And the entertainment provided this week will be the Central Wisconsin Symphony Orchestra. Very, very cool. And we pray the weather will be good for them. I don't want their instruments to get wet. That would be terrible. So here's hoping Lunch by the River goes well this coming Thursday. Also coming up this Thursday, we have the Wisconsin Rapids Aquaskier Show, their first one, I believe, of the season. You can go and enjoy performances of the award-winning Wisconsin Rapids Aquaskiers. This is they're offering free summer shows through June all the way through August. These are held at the Red Sands Beach at Lake Wazicha. Smokehouse Barbecue will be serving up delicious concessions on site as well. So here's a little more information about what they're doing this year. Each year, the team picks a new theme for their one-hour-long free weekly shows. For 2024, the team's theme is Pro Show Tour. The show will be a tribute to past professional water ski shows from around the world, including, of course, the famous Tommy Bartlett's in Wisconsin Dells. Who doesn't know Tommy Bartlett, right? SeaWorld, Marine World, Cypress Gardens, and Germany's Holiday Park. Wow, that is so cool. Oh, my gosh. As someone who loves themes, see Seth Face of the Music Sundays from 6 to 8. I think that's great. That is so cool. Go ahead and check out their Facebook page for more information. They also have a website. Let's see what that is. Can I say it? It's aquaskiers.org. Easy. Check out their website for more information about that. Their first show, like I said, this Thursday, June 13th, 5:30 to 7:30 at Red Sands Beach in Lake Wazicha. The address is 6411 South Park Road. Go there. Have fun. It's free. Get some good food. Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Looking ahead to Friday, the Rome Farmers Market is now open, everybody, every Friday. It is nestled in the beautiful wooded setting of the Rome Town Center in Rome, of course. The various vendors line up around the square with entertainment or activities featured weekly under the gazebo. Every Friday from 9 to 1 is when that farmer's market goes. It goes through September. And it is, once again, at the Town Center, 1156 Alpine Drive in Nacoosa. Same place that they're doing the same place that they're doing that other thing that I talked about that I forgot about. Let me look here. Gathering by the gazebo. Oh, boy, it's been a long week. Anyway. Oh, boy. And then looking ahead to next Saturday, we have the Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market, I believe, is kicking off. Yes, it is their first one of the year. Cannot wait. I hope everyone out there is ready for the next farmers market. We do love it down there. You can visit it every Saturday and Thursday, I believe, is when they do it. From 8 to 2, that is the hours for it. It is down on 1st Avenue at 220 1st Avenue South. That's, you know, it's just on 1st Avenue. You know where that is, everybody. So go down there from 8 to 2 every Saturday and Thursday throughout the summer to get your fresh produce, baked goods, all kinds of goodies that they do at the farmers market in downtown Wisconsin Rapids. Well, that's going to be wrapping us up through next Saturday. Wow. Next Saturday. So we're going to take another break here, our final break of the hour when we come back. A few more items and events that I do want to talk about. And, of course, get more phone calls, everyone, 424-2600, to get on the airwaves here to join us on Over the Back Fence, brought to you by Crockett Septic.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett Septic pumper trucks come a-rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Ooh-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call, 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeah.
If it's your turn to host a game, Grandpa's Barbecue suggests you try something different. Put out the perfect barbecue flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. Add it to your ribs, dip the meatballs, or drench your wings in the original flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. It isn't too hot or spicy, fruity or smoky or whatever. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. On your Saturday, look for highs near 69 degrees with a chance of showers. For tonight, clearing out, a low near 50. For your Sunday, mostly sunny, breezy with a high around 70 degrees. Sunny and 70 for Monday, 71 with another chance of showers on your Tuesday.
It's 57 at our studios.
Welcome back, everyone, to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic. Thanks for joining me on this overcast Saturday. I like it better when it's sunny, but it's not so bad. After all the rain we've gotten, I'm not going to complain too much. I really am not going to complain. Hopefully, it goes a little bit nicer for the rest of the day. We are hopefully going to see that as we go along here. A couple more things I want to go over before we wrap up the show today. Don't forget, coming up next is the Cripes Cast from Charlie Barron. Stay tuned for that. Another great guest for Charlie this week. And tomorrow, and of course, we've got Rafters baseball on later today. 6:35 is the first pitch. 6:20 is the pregame if you're listening on WFHR. And then tomorrow, 12:50 pregame, 1:05 first pitch for the afternoon Sunday afternoon game at Witterfield tomorrow. So stay tuned for all of that, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a recurring item that's coming up, and we're going to talk about this. Just some more information we got just recently from our friends from the ADRC. We've got an older adult support group for mental health. Mental health support groups are meetings that offer a safe space for people affected by anxiety, depression, stress, and other mental health concerns. We meet monthly, or they meet monthly, to discuss mental health, hear from guest speakers, and find social support with each other. This happens the third Wednesday of every month from 10 to 11 at the Lincoln Center in Stevens Point. This is the ADRC of Portage County. I'm sorry, I should have been a little more specific about that. I mean, they're all great, but I do want to specify where they're meeting, and that is at the ADRC at Lincoln Center in Stevens Point. If you would like some more information, please give them a call, 715-346-1401, 346-1401. You can also email them at adrc@co.portage.wi.us. This happens the third Wednesday of every month in Stevens Point. Got some blood drives coming up here, everyone. Of course, these are always important. And this one, we're looking a little ahead, but we want to give you fair warning, everyone. We really want as many people that can come as absolutely are able to. It's the next, the Community Blood Center, their next two drives coming up here in June. The first one is coming up on the 18th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And Monday, June 24th from 2 to 7. This is held in the East Junior High School cafeteria. Now, remember, usually they held it in room 111, but because of the road construction on Lincoln, they are holding it in a different spot for June. So this is park in the 6th Street lot and enter the cafeteria fieldhouse door off of 6th Street. That's how you get in to do this blood drive. Don't let that stop you. Don't let the construction stop you, everyone. They are having it. They're just having it in a little different spot in the same building, though. Just remember that. It's the same building. Please, they do recommend an appointment. And to do that, all you need to do is call 800-280-4102, 280-4102. Appointments, like I said, are appreciated. Walk-ins are welcome if they can fit you in. But it's much better, of course, to have an appointment and get ready to go. Once again, this is Tuesday, June 18th from 10 to 3, and then again Monday the 24th from 2 to 7. These are at the East Junior High School in the cafeteria. Remember to park in the 6th Street lot and come in the door off of 6th Street at the Fieldhouse entrance. The zoo is open, everybody. I don't know if you knew that. The zoo is open right now every day except for Mondays. It's free. Go have some fun at our excellent municipal zoo here in Wisconsin Rapids. But that's not all. They have several family-friendly events that are free and open to the public coming up this summer like they do every year. On Tuesday, June 18th at 1:30 and then again at 3:30, there's the Raptor Education Group. This is called Winged Wonders. Have you ever met an owl face-to-face? How about a hawk? A falcon? I've met an owl face-to-face when it flew in front of my car and scared the bejeebers out of me. But I don't think that's what they're talking about here. Meet some of Wisconsin's common but rarely encountered birds. Discover what a raptor is, hear their stories, and learn what you can do to ensure they remain a significant part of the ecosystem. Of course, very important part of the ecosystem. That's coming up Tuesday, June 18th at 1:30 and then again at 3:30. Two opportunities to go see that. And then looking ahead, a couple of other great events happening at the zoo. Looking ahead to Wednesday, July 24th at 11 a.m. and then again at 1 p.m., ZooZort. They're back again, everybody. Go to their website if you want to find out more, ZooZort.com. Noelle Tennant is ZooZort, basically. Has been a licensed animal educator for over 20 years. She captures kids' attention with interactive questions, demonstrations, and animals. Very fun. And then, of course, right before school starts back in, all the way in August, I know we're way off, but let's get it out there anyway. Wednesday, August 21st at 11 a.m. and again at 3:30, we've got David Stokes. dwstokes.com is his website if you want to check out more. Through songs, stories, movements, and riddles, plus live animals and artifacts, have fun getting up close with and personal with wildlife. These are all taking place at Helen Zoo House at the Municipal Zoo, 1911 Gaynor Avenue, and this is supported by the Helen Mead Fund through Encourage, our good friends at Encourage, all the great stuff they do in Wisconsin Rapids. If you want more information from them, 715-423-3863, 423-3863, encouragecf.org. is their website. Got a very interesting activity coming up here, going towards the end of the month here in June 22nd, and that's a Saturday. And that morning from 8 till 11, Wisconsin Rapids EAA, which stands for Experimental Aircraft Association Chapter 706, is hosting a community pancake breakfast at the Southwood County Airport. This is open to the public. There will be fire trucks, police cars, medical helicopters, and lots of airplanes to see, of course. All-you-can-eat pancakes with sausage, eggs, coffee, milk, juice. Available for $9 per person, $5 for children's age 7 and under. This is a very cool event that happens every year, and we're always glad to promote it for them. But that is happening coming up June 22nd, 8 until 11. That is a Saturday. The Wisconsin Rapids EAA Chapter 706 hosting their annual pancake breakfast. Very, very cool. Speaking of annual events, we have another one that's coming up. It's a fun one. We got a golf scramble. This is for the Port Edwards Education Foundation, the 18th annual Blackhawk Scramble. This is going to be happening Monday, June 24th at the Lake Arrowhead Golf Club. That's the Pines course, in case you were wondering. At 1195 Apache Lane in Nakusa, lakearrowheadgolf.com is the website if you'd like to see more information. This is going to be happening, like I said, Monday, June 24th. The registration starts at 9:30. With a driving range, and it's an 11 a.m. shotgun start. So make sure you get registered for that one. The cost is $85 per person or $340 per foursome. This includes your green fees, your cart rental, range balls, and prizes as well. New this year, they're having both a bag lunch and a dinner included in the price. Two meals, everybody. You get two meals that day. Consider honoring a family member, classmate, or friend by sponsoring a hole in their name. They're looking for that as well. All proceeds go to student enrichment products in the Port Edwards Educational System at the Educational Foundation. Please, very, very cool annual fundraiser for that. And this is, of course, all good stuff. If you want to register or if you want some additional information, I got some people you can talk to. We've got Corey. You can either call or text Corey at 715-884-6650, 884-6650. You can give Sue a call or Sharon a call. Sue's number is 715-213-0156. That's 213-0156. Or Sharon Morrell at 715-340-0155. 340-0155. More information, of course, you can always go to lakearrowheadgolf.com. Aspirus Health is going to be having a gastroenterology open house coming up at the end of June on the 25th at Riverview Hospital, 410 Dewey Street. It's from 3 to 6. There's going to be a ribbon cutting at 3 o'clock. No RSVP is needed. Enter through the hospital's main entrance. You can meet their GI team and tour their new GI procedures unit. Their new unit, by the way, featuring three spacious state-of-the-art procedure rooms and nine private pre-post-procedural patient rooms. Very cool. You can learn about GI procedures, including colonoscopies and upper endoscopies. Get the latest information on preventing and detecting colorectal cancer. Boy, they're challenging me this morning. You can also enter to win some door prizes and some light refreshments as well. Get to know the new GI area at the Aspirus Riverview Hospital. That's from 3 to 6 on the 25th of June. That is a Tuesday. There's a ribbon cutting at 3 and lots of other activities going on till 6 o'clock. Oh, let's see. Do I have enough time to go into one more? I think I do, everyone. And this one's cool. And we'll talk about this the closer we get, of course. The Kids from Wisconsin, I think most of you have heard about this entertainment group. Larger Than Life, the Great Entertainers Tour will showcase groundbreaking icons featuring historic performers, bands, and orchestras that have sold out world stadiums. The Kids from Wisconsin's impressive repertoire includes selections from the kings and queens from pop to rock, legendary Broadway stars, and, of course, classical entertainers as well. Join 36 of Wisconsin's most talented singers, dancers, and instrumentalists at the Performing Arts Center of Wisconsin Rapids on Monday, July 1st at 7 p.m. for an electrifying performance featuring Wisconsin Rapids local performer Lu Zhang. Not only do we have someone local in this, which is so very, very cool, this is put on by Lincoln, Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools, specifically Lincoln High School, of course, because it's going to be at the PAC. This is, like I said, Monday, July 1st at 7. Adult tickets are $20. Student tickets are $10. Tickets may be purchased at the Arts Council at 1040 8th Street South, Suite 101 in Wisconsin Rapids. A big shout out to the Arts Council. You can call them on the phone at 424-ARTS, that's 424-ARTS, or online at savorthearts.org. Proceeds from the event will be used to improve Performing Arts Center facilities and programs, which is great because we use that an awful lot, everybody. Oh, 1 minute left. My goodness. Another hour gone, everyone. But thanks for joining me, of course, on this Saturday for another Over the Back Fence. Big shout out once again to our sponsor, Crockett Septic. Don't forget, they can take care of your pumping needs. They've got your porta potties. They can do it all throughout central Wisconsin. You've heard their ads so many times on this radio station. We've had a long relationship with them, and we are very happy that they've strengthened it by sponsoring Over the Back Fence like we have every Saturday. I will be back once again next Saturday from 11 to 12 to take your phone calls. And thank you, everyone who called in today. Appreciate it. Thanks, everyone, for listening once again to Over the Back Fence to keep the show going. I love the engagement, everyone. So let's see you call in next week when we come back here to Over the Back Fence on WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. We'll be right back.